8 minutes past the hour, the Timberlake Playhouse getting ready to begin their 57th season. It will be Beauty and the Beast, and good morning. Do we have anybody there?
Yeah, you've got Ben and Allison here.
All right, very good. So much.
Good morning.
Yes, thank you for being with us this morning. Appreciate it. Let's find out a little bit about the both of you first. Ben, we'll start with you. Your background, and how did you land this gig at Timberlake Playhouse?
I'm a New York City-based actor and designer, and got a call from Paul to come in and audition, and went in, and they're like, well, you'll do. So here we are.
Now, I've got to ask this question. Any relation to Dan?
Yeah, he's the father.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, very good. Allison, what about you? What's your story?
I am a southern-based girl down in the great state of Texas, Yeehaw. I am from the Houston area and lived in New York City with Paul Stancata's wife, Felicia Finley, who happens to be my best friend, and did some acting, and I do a lot of voiceover work. And Paul called and said, after talking with Felicia, you've got to come be our Mrs. Potts. And at this point in time, I'm usually a mom and sitting in baseball stands and every weekend and loving that role, so it's exciting to get back on stage and get to be a teapot.
All right. Now, Ben, had you, I would imagine, with your father there, you've been to the Timberlake area before, or is this your first time there?
No, I've been here before. I did the lighting design for the last show, A Ring of Fire, and 3 summers ago, I believe it was, I came out to help run the crew, and I was the technical director for half the season.
Okay. Allison, your first impressions of Northwest Illinois?
Absolutely gorgeous, and wishing I could eat all the corn in the cornfields. I've never been surrounded by such beautiful farmland, and it's so quickly outside of the big city of Chicago, it just becomes these rolling farms. So I'm in heaven because I personally have just recently moved out to a smaller town outside of Houston. So it feels like home away from home, and it's such a joy to be here. I love it.
Okay, again, we're visiting with the Timberlake Playhouse, getting ready for another season, Beauty and the Beast. Now, this is going to be quite an undertaking. Ben, how have things been going in getting this ready to go?
It's been a whirlwind. We're putting up a large musical, and I think we've been at it about 7 days now, 8 days now. It's pretty exciting and pretty fast going.
Okay, and your role in the production?
I play the role of the Beast.
Very good. I would imagine you got to be looking forward to that.
You know, it's a great role. I've played other roles in the show before. I've been guest on previously, and the Beast is just this whole new undertaking that really makes you dive in and really dig deep to find the right moment to not just play it as a one note character. You know, not just growling and mumbling the whole time.
Allison, now I see Mrs. Potts is your character. Talk a little bit about your role.
Well. The greatest part is that, like I said before, my favorite role for the last 14 years has been mom. And so to be able to step in and you know, follow in the footsteps of the great Angela Lansbury, whom I've studied and loved for many years, but also to be able to play that mom role to the cast. In fact, they all call me Mama. So it's kind of it feels at home also.
Ben, talk a little bit about the cast. Who's going to be there this summer for Timberlake? I would imagine you've gotten to know some of them.
Yeah, so we have Anna as playing our Belle this summer, and she's a phenomenal actress based out of New York City. We have Trevor here, who is Michigan-based. He's playing our guest, Don, and again, another phenomenal actor, singer. And then... Oh, he's from Chicago. I guess he's from Michigan, but he lives in Chicago now.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the ensemble in this show is just, I was sitting there listening to him sing last night. I was really kind of blown away. I was like, okay, where did all these guys come from? And they're nearly all college students. It's really impressive.
Now, Timberlake Playhouse with a new artistic director, Paul Stancato. It sounds like you both know Paul. So what can the people expect from Paul as an artistic director this summer? Allison, we'll start with you.
Well, first and foremost, I may sound biased, but before I met Paul, I knew all about his work. He is such an incredible creative artist on so many levels. He was assistant director of Lion King, the national tour. He choreography down to every inch of intimacy in an acting scene, along with blocking and musicality. I've never known anyone in recent years that is such a total package and sees the big picture and yet brings out every detail. He is one of the most talented directors I've ever worked with. Looking, and that's just saying it lightly.
Okay, I'm looking forward to meeting him. Ben, what about your time working with Paul?
First time I worked with Paul was when we got here, and I would say that the collaboration that he allows us to bring in, you know, we all get to bring a little bit of ourselves to the role, and he just shapes that into letting us tell the story. It's great, and it's kind of freeing to allow us to have that.
I know visiting with your father when they realized they were going to have to bring in a new artistic director, he was impressed by the number of people who did apply for it. What did your father have to say about you and the process of getting Paul Stancato?
Honestly, I didn't weigh in at all. I stayed way out of that one.
But he didn't ask for any input at all?
No, he did not.
Okay. So again, the opening is on Thursday. Should be a great production. Are you two involved with anything else over the summer, or is this going to be it for you two?
This is it. We're both one and done on this production.
Okay, I would imagine you're looking forward to it. And again, we thank you both for taking time to visit with us. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going up on Sunday to watch the production, so I hope to meet you then.
Absolutely. My family is, I've a big group of people coming from Texas, and I'm so excited to get to share Timberlake with them. And I can promise you, whether or not I'm in a show, this will not be our last time to visit. It's such a wonderful place.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Again, thank you both, and best of luck in this opening production.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, that was Ben and Allison. They are going to be in the opening production at Timberlake Playhouse. Disney's Beauty and the Beast. It'll open on Thursday, and you can get more information at 815-244-2035. That is the ticket office, or go to timberlakeplayhouse.org.